Shout hallelujah. Shout a loud hallelujah. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. Today is the third day of the month of December, year 2020. We bless the name of the Lord for making it possible for us to see this third day of the month of December, year 2020. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord, begin to worship the Lord, begin to give God the glory for his mercy endureth forever. If it's not God, what will our Israel be saying today? It has been his mercy, it has been his grace over our lives, it has been his mercy and his grace over our destiny. It has been his mercy and his grace over our lives. People that are better than us, they are gone. It has been the glory of God, the mercy of God over our life. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Worship him and bless his name. Worship him and glorify his name. Worship him and adore him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for today and I give you all glory. I appreciate your mercy over our life. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you are welcome to this prophetic decree, prophetic declaration, the third day of the month of December, year 2020. I am happy to announce to you that by the grace of God, you are going to finish this year strong in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm happy to announce to you that by the grace of God, together we are going to shout Happy New Year in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm happy to announce to you that before the year runs to an end, your garment of multiple celebration shall be released unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into the life of someone that every power that is crying against you shall be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life today that the glory of the Almighty God shall cover your destiny. I decree into your life today that the mercy of God shall not leave you alone. I decree into your life today that you will meet with your destiny helper before the next 7 days in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life now that the heaven shall promote your destiny. Heaven shall decorate your destiny. Heaven shall give you a letter of celebration in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into the life of someone that from today you shall always live above. You will not live beneath. I decree into the life of someone your enemy will submit before you in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into the life of someone all the battle that you are facing, even from the day you were born, that battle shall expire in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into the life of someone the testimony they say you cannot share, you are going to share that testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. The occultic personality that have registered your name in the coven against your destiny shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every witchcraft coven where your name has been put down for destruction, that coven shall be set ablaze in the name of Jesus Christ. Every judgment pronounced against your destiny shall be reversed, shall be cancelled, shall be nullified, shall be useless in the name of Jesus Christ. Power that vow that until you die before they can be happy, I pray that one by one they shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness and infirmity in your blood, in your vein, in your joint, in your marrow, I bind it. I command them to leave that place in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that way shall be open where there's no way. I decree that you shall enjoy good life and sound health in the name of Jesus Christ. All sickness programmed by also wickedness into your body shall expire in the name of Jesus Christ. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords shall walk into your life and the Lord will deliver you from the plan and the purpose of the wicked in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, yesterday I was talking on something very, very deep. I think you know that the spiritual control the physical. And I think you know that about 95% of what happened physically or 99.9% of what happened physically, they are all controlled from the realm of the spirit. They are all as a result of what happened in the realm of the spirit. No wonder the Bible says, though I walk in the flesh, I'm not warring after the flesh, for the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, to the pulling down the stronghold, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts themselves against the knowledge of God, and bringing them to captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. No wonder the Bible says that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power, against rulers of darkness in high places. That is the power we are first in Ephesians chapter 6. We should understand this mystery. We should understand this one. And that is why I want you to get that message very, very clear. I want you to understand that message very clear. I'll be talking about dealing with negative transactions, dealing with evil transaction. Evil transaction. There is a transaction, or there are transactions that are very evil. And all transactions that are evil, they have a result in our life. We will do something, but many people do not understand. No wonder the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. For lack of knowledge. The Bible says, my people, they have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. You should not go into captivity because of knowledge. You should damage ignorance and move to the next level. There is a mystery about this particular thing we call negative or evil transaction. So today, I'm just talking about it. I'm talking about the mystery of evil transaction. There are some transactions that we have gotten involved. There are some transactions that our parents have gotten involved. There are some transactions that our ancestors, they have gotten involved. And these transactions, they are evil transactions. They are transactions with the devil. They are transactions with the water. They are transactions with the river. They are transactions with the idol. They are transactions with the shrine. And this transaction that the world we are facing and we are really and is contending against us today. I was sharing with you yesterday a woman in the labor room. And that woman, as she was in the labor room, immediately she gave birth in the labor room. A bird flew into that labor room. And when the bird flew to the labor room, the nurses could see the bird. Everybody could see the bird. And the bird got there to the labor room, sat down, and looked at everybody in that labor room, and looked at the baby, and looked at the woman that gave birth to the baby. And after some time, the bird flew out of that labor room. It was like, that is just all. And we never knew that one was not all. After some time, the baby that was born, the baby girl, developed, went to school, went to primary school, went to secondary school, and developed and went to university, and it got to a stage of getting married. Oh, she got somebody, and they got talking. And then everything worked together. A date of marriage, a date of wedding was fixed, and they planned the wedding. On the day of wedding, when they finished, they had to go to reception. Right in the reception, as they were sitting down, the table in the front of the couple, that bird again flew again. The bird flew into the reception hall, a bird with a red feather flips straight and moves straight on and sat again on that very particular table that is facing the couple, especially looking at the girl. Don't forget that this girl now that become big now, this girl now that is married now, this girl now that is not a big woman now, was the girl that was born on the day that that bird also flew into the labor room. Here now, yeah, she has come back again, and she now flew straight to the reception of the wedding, and now sat on the table, looked straight at the girl, looked straight at the people at the wedding, and after some time, flew again. He did the same thing he did. The bird did the same thing he did while the baby was born. Now it's another thing. But why she flew and she sat on that table? The mother was very observant. The mother looked at the bird. I remember that I saw this bird. I saw this bird long time ago. I think I could still remember. I saw this bird on the day I was giving birth to this girl. What is this bird looking for here again? This is the bird I saw that time. And the bird is also here. What is it looking for? But she cannot explain. Oh, this girl now got straight into the marriage and got pregnant, and the day of the delivery had arrived. So this girl went straight into delivery, and when she got to the labor room to deliver, the girl was there struggling to deliver. The girl was there struggling to push. The girl was there struggling to give to give birth to a baby, and that was what the girl was trying to do. Suddenly, this bird again flee. The bird again enter into that very particular labor room where that girl was laboring, and one way or the other, the lady gave birth. Immediately, the lady gave birth, and the bird again walked into that place. When the bird flew into that very labor room again, he looked at the baby, he looked at the mother, and as the bird was there this time around, the nurses who saw the bird, they were very aggressive. They said, which kind of bird is this one? A bird with a red feather? Which kind of bird is this one? They pursued the bird. They tried to close the door. They closed the window, and they started pursuing the bird. They left the mother. They left the mother and the baby the mother that just gave birth to the baby. They left everything, and they pursued this kind of bird, very strange bird. So they pursued this bird, eventually killed this bird. Immediately they killed this bird, the lady that gave birth also died immediately. And that was all. Looking at it, you can see something very deep. You know, let me just tell you, number one, let me analyze that thing to you. I will just give you a brief analysis, but I will give a deep analysis of this one in the service today. Because today, by 6 p.m., we are going to have a very deep deliverance program today, and you must be there. It's going to be coming up at 7th Avenue, Festac region here, Festac Town, yeah, 7th Avenue, Festac Town, at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. Make sure you are going to be there. Try as much as possible. Make sure you are going to be there, because I'll be talking about the mystery of evil transaction. I'll be going deeper into it. I'll be going into the realm of that thing deeper. What I cannot say right now, I'll be able to explain it to you there. And another thing we are going to do today is we are now going to pray some deliverance prayer. All those who have been involved in that negative transaction, we are going to deal with them. And you'll be free completely in the name of Jesus Christ. But I know some of you may be living very far. Some of you may say, I'm not living at Festac. But if you're not living at Festac, you can also watch us online. You can watch the YouTube. Just go straight to the YouTube and say MFM Festac region. And you are connected to Fight to Finish and Deliverance Service. And all you can also go to the Facebook, MFM Lagos region 12/life, and you see there, you are also watching it on Facebook, so that you can also enjoy it also. But if you can be on ground, it's very better, because I'm going to pray on the water, and I'll pray on the water 3 times in that service, and I will instruct them what to do. You'll be free completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil transaction is a very deep thing. Evil transaction is a very deep thing. Let me give you analysis. Listen to me right now. There is nothing that happened just for happening sake. For the fact that the bed came that day, that the mother of this girl was giving birth in the labor room, show that there is a relationship between the bed and the mother. It showed that the relationship between the bed and the ancestors of the mother. So the mother may not even know anything, but somebody somewhere had covenanted the bed, has had a transaction with the bed, and that is why you can see the bed coming over and visiting all of them. You can see right now, and you can see what happened. Immediately they killed the bed, the lady died. So there is a powerful relationship between the bed and the lady. Let me just tell you one thing that you need to know here before we pray. If a transaction is done in the realm of the spirit, especially if that transaction is evil, that transaction that is done in the realm of the spirit carries some things that you don't know. Number one, every negative transaction, every evil transaction as a covenant. There's a covenant in place. There's a covenant that you don't see. The covenant can be between a person and another person. It can be between a person and group of person. It can be between a person and a spirit being. But there's a covenant. There's a covenant in place. Number two, that there is a curse in place, a curse of violating that covenant. Unfortunately, many people enter into a covenant, but they never knew they entered into a covenant. Unfortunately, our parents have entered into that covenant on our behalf, and we didn't know about that covenant. But whether you know the covenant, we are not aware of the covenant. If you violate or you break the covenant, you'll be punished. Look at it. They pursue that bed, and they kill that bed. Immediately kill that bed, they violated the covenant by killing that bed, and the woman died. They never knew the mystery of that bed. They never understand the relationship of that bed and that girl. They didn't know anything. Their own is that they saw a strange bed, but it's not, you call it a strange bed, but there's something very deep. There's a covenant between that girl and that bed. There's a covenant between the mother of that girl and that bed. That is what I want you to know. And if a covenant is violated, a curse will follow. Also, number three, every covenant, every transaction has a maturity date. As a maturity date, it will come at a time, but you may not know. Look at it now. The day that the mother is going to give birth to that girl, the bird flew into the labor room. The bird did not come again when the girl was in primary school. The bird did not come again when the girl was in secondary school. The bird did not come again when the girl was in university. The bird did not come again when the girl graduated. But the day the girl is going to get married, the bird came again. So every transaction has a maturity date. By the time the girl is going to give birth again, the bird came. So that is why sometimes some people may not see anything for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 15 years, and they thought everything is gone. It's not like that. In the realm of the spirit, they keep record. In the realm of the spirit, there is a library. In the realm of the spirit, they monitor events. In the realm of the spirit, they don't just great crash. In the realm of the spirit, there is what we call a date of maturity. A day they will come, and immediately they come that day, you see things happen. That is why you see some people will just suddenly get mad. They will just suddenly develop some things. Some people just suddenly, you will notice something happening to them. You begin to ask yourself, but I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. What is happening to me? What is this kind of strange thing? You just notice somebody, some people will begin to speak like a mad person. Some people will be rushed to psychiatric hospital just because there was a covenant before that they did not know. Something somehow had happened. A transaction has taken place. Unfortunately, whether you don't know, some transaction can take place in the dream. And when it takes place in the dream, people will not understand. I will explain it more in the program tonight. Make sure you are there in that program. It's starting by 6 p.m. We start by 5:30 with prelude program. Make sure you are there. It's a deep deliverance to set ourselves free from negative or evil transaction. I pray all evil transactions shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 25, while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. That was a transaction. That was a transaction. A wheat was planted in the mix of the tares. Tares were planted in the mix of the wheat, and the person who planted it went away. So you can see it now. A transaction was done right there in the dream. So there can be transaction done in the dream. Many people may have entered into a covenant in the dream, but they could not know, they could not understand. These are deep area of life, and that is why you see a lot of things happening to people. You see many people, they find themselves in some strange thing they could not know. They ask questions, why is this one happening? Somebody so find himself that is having a regular sex with a spirit being, and it doesn't know. Anytime he's going to get pregnant, this spirit being will come and terminate the pregnancy. It's because there's a transaction between you and that very particular spirit being. You just notice that immediately that sex was done, that fellow will not be able to get pregnant. You will just notice a menstrual period will flow immediately. It will flow immediately. Sometime it will be when the husband have slept with her. And after they have slept together, the spirit husband also will come and defy what they have done. And this is always like that. Or sometimes it may be an ovulation time. It will just come and defy. All the purpose is just to make sure that pregnancy does not stay. Pregnancy does not happen, and they will be laboring, they will be spending money. Some of them will go and do IVF instead of them fighting this thing and deal with it. That there must be transaction in place. There's a covenant somehow between you and that spirit husband. There is something somehow that is there between you and that spirit husband that need to be known. The secret must be known before you can fight this battle very well. I pray for somebody here that every negative covenant that is in place that has established during evil transaction and is now afflicting you, may that covenant be broken, 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 be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, every hidden covenant, a covenant that is done and you don't know, a covenant that is binding you and you don't know, a covenant between you and the river, a covenant between you and the idol, a covenant between you and the grave, a covenant between you and the shrine of your father, every evil covenant that is between you and straight personality, every evil covenant between you and the spirit husband, every evil covenant between you and the spirit wife, I command right now that covenant shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. There are some men, immediately they are planning for good jobs. Somebody promised them, he's going to give them money, and this spirit wife will come, will defy them. Immediately, that person will not give them that money again. Or sometimes, they are just being called for interview. As they prepare, this spirit wife will come. Immediately, that interview will not be done again. Or they have done interview, and they are waiting for the list to come out. They have done very well, and they are waiting for the list to come out. Immediately, this terrible spirit wife will come, and the list will not bring their name out. These are a result of evil transaction. Something somehow has been done that you need to find out. Something somehow has been done that you need to look into it, and that is why you may need a prophet, a man of God, who understands this deep area to help you when you don't know what to do, so that he can give you what to do, the appropriate measure of handling it, and you are freed. The Bible says, Jesus Christ of Nazareth has come to give us life abundantly. It was the devil who came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus has not come to give us life abundantly. I pray that you will receive life abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, can you just get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water in your hand? I want to pray on it now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray into this bottle of oil. I pray into this bottle of water that every yoke that this bottle of oil and the water faces, it shall break it to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. I command this bottle of oil, receive the anointing to break the yoke of darkness. darkness. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Become mixed with the blood of Jesus. Let fresh fire enter into this oil. Let fresh anointing enter into this oil. Both oil and the water in your hands shall carry the power of God. They shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. Where you apply them, there shall be miracle. There shall be healing. There shall be deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Now get ready. Put the oil on your head. As you put the oil on your head, I want you to pray very well. Pray very well. Say every hidden covenant empowering evil transaction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant empowering evil transaction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant empowering evil transaction in my life, break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant empowering evil transaction in my life, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant empowering evil transaction in my life, break in Jesus' name. We pray. Take the oil now and anoint your chest and lay your hand there. Pray the same prayer. Say every hidden covenant empowering evil transaction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant empowering evil transaction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant empowering evil transaction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant empowering evil transaction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant empowering evil transaction in my life, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. You must learn how to pray aggressively and detach yourself from this covenant. You have to pray very well. The Bible says, blotting out the adversary that was written against, or he nailed them to the cross, triumphing over them. He made a show of the enemy publicly so that he can triumph over it. You need to make a show of your enemy publicly now. You have to pray very well. Take the oil again and drink the oil a little bit, or if it's water, drink it a little bit, and pray very well. Say every hidden covenant in my life empowering negative transaction, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant in my life empowering hidden evil transaction, break, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant in my life empowering negative transaction, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant in my life empowering negative transaction, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Take the oil and anoint your navel. Anoint your navel. Put your hand there and pray very well now. Say, hidden covenant with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with my placenta, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your two hands. Aha. Anoint your two hands and pray very well. Say, hidden covenant with the spirit of poverty, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with the spirit of poverty, break, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with the spirit of poverty, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with the spirit of poverty, break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with the spirit of poverty, break, 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 break in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. I decree now that your freedom begin now. I decree now that you experience total deliverance. I decree now that the yoke of darkness upon you is broken. I decree now that the life of the power of God fall upon you. I decree now that the power of God will take you away from captivity and bring you to the land of freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. If you have not given your life to Jesus, begin to confess your sin quickly. Tell the Lord, have mercy. Tell the Lord, come into my life. Tell the Lord, save me. I pray for you right now that the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will save you, and you begin to receive the power to free, to be free, the power to set yourself free in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready and pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, captivity of my Father's house, there in the name of Jesus. Captivity of my Father's house, there in the name of Jesus. Captivity of my Father's house, there, 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 in the name of Jesus. Captivity of my Father's house, there, 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 in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, strong man of darkness, monitoring affliction in my life, In the name of Jesus, strong man of darkness, monitoring affliction in my life. In the name of Jesus, strong man of darkness, monitoring affliction in my life. In the name of Jesus, strong man of darkness, monitoring affliction in my life. In the name of Jesus, strong man of darkness, monitoring affliction in my life. In the name of Jesus, strong man of darkness, monitoring affliction in my life. There, in Jesus' name we pray. I command your deliverance now. In the name of Jesus, receive your deliverance. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, are you here? You are looking for the fruit of the womb. I command every hidden covenant with miscarry to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that have used your womb to make money, I command that power to release your womb in the name of Jesus Christ. Every ritual killer inside your womb, I command that killer to die in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command this month to favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? You are doing business and your business is down because of the spirit wife or spirit husband. You spirit husband or spirit wife that is attacking the business of that brother, I command you to die in the name of Jesus Christ. Every hidden covenant between you and the spirit of husband and spirit wife, break in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your business to be favored. I command your business to be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are here, there are marital turbulence in your marriage. I command right now, hidden covenant that is causing pain in your marriage, causing sadness in your marriage, I command the covenant to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here now? Suddenly your husband just says you should pack away. You have packed away from your husband now. You have been divorced. You don't even know why this one is so. Why am I divorcing? Why is he divorcing me? It's because there was a transaction many years ago that you don't understand, and that transaction says that you cannot stay in the husband's house. That transaction says that your husband cannot marry a woman of your caliber, and that is a problem. That transaction is affecting now. I command every negative transaction in your foundation that's affecting your marriage, there in the name of Jesus Christ. Negative transaction that is affecting your marriage, there in the name of Jesus Christ, I command your marriage to be free in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who have been struggling to get husband, struggle to get wife. Oh, you may not understand. You need to understand that deep area, because if there was a covenant or there was a transaction that you cannot get married until you locate it and dismantle it, you will try everything possible. It will not be possible. I pray right now, every hidden covenant, every hidden transaction in your foundation that you didn't know and it has been troubling you, may God reveal it to you, and may that transaction be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be free. May you be settled down. May this month of December favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God shall visit as many people that are connected to me. Many people listen to this broadcast. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will favor you. The Lord will liberate you. The yoke of darkness upon your life shall be broken. Have you been writing one exam? You have been writing an exam and you couldn't pass that exam. Something is happening. If you notice, I look at your dream, you will notice that there is a dream you normally have before when the exam is getting close. That dream is showing you that there was a transaction in place. And that transaction says that you cannot pass that exam. That is why you have been having that dream. You notice that dream. You will see. You see, you have been having that dream before when exam is coming. And when exam is coming, immediately that exam is done, you will not pass. Because there was a transaction in place. Secret transaction, evil transaction. I command right now, every hidden covenant, every hidden transaction, every evil transaction that is affecting your moving forward, that's affecting your success, that's affecting your career breakthrough, may that transaction be destroyed. May the covenant empowering that transaction be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to receive your freedom. I command you to receive your testimony. The Lord will visit you. The Lord will lay hands upon you, and there will be testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget that this evening, today, there's going to be a raw deliverance section. Today, Thursday, a raw deliverance section right in the church. We are going to have it dealing with this very particular issue. We want to deal with it very well. We want people to be set free, and make sure you come. It is coming live at 7th Avenue, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tag Town, at the Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry there. You will see it right there, just by the roadside. Just make sure you come. If you come with a bottle of water and a bottle of oil. That bottle of water, I'm going to pray on it 3 times. The first section, the second section, the third section, and I will give you instruction that you will use. You will notice that the mighty hand of God shall flow into your life, and that evil thing that is tormenting you shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. You are monitored by evil bot and you don't know. That bot shall be destroyed. You are monitored by evil spirit and you don't know. That spirit shall leave you in the name of Jesus Christ. Or you find that you are living very far and you cannot connect, you cannot come, or you are living outside the state. Oh, you can just connect. Just go straight to MFM First Tech region. Go straight to the YouTube. You will see it there. It will display there. You will see something called Fight to Finish there, and that is the program. Or you can go to the Facebook, MFM Lagos Region 12. /live Facebook, you will see it live there. You are connected to us again. May God bless you in Jesus' name. In case you want to contact me, my phone number is 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.